Thank you, Helen. This is, of course, The Naked Scientist. We're talking smart materials, and if you have any questions for us on any aspects of those things, or you just want to say hi, you can email chris@thenakedscientist.com. Coming up in a second, we'll be finding out from Phil Irving how we can actually make more complicated systems all talk together to end up with a more intelligent way of making smart materials work together. But in the meantime, let's head down to London and the roof of St Pancras Station. Mira Senthilingam's been down there, roaming around train stations to find out how nanotechnology can keep the place a bit cleaner.
This week, I'm at St Pancras International, which reopened in November 2007 after an £800 million restoration. Now, one of the more notable features of this restoration is the glass roof covering the famous Barlow train shed. It's the first thing that caught my attention as I walked in here. At over 110 feet above street level, it has an area of more than 10,000 metres squared, using over 17,000 panels of glass. But what's really interesting, though, is that the roof isn't just made of ordinary glass. The panels have the ability to clean themselves, thanks to reactions taking place on the glass at the nanoscale. So with me here at St Pancras is Ivan Parkin, Professor of Materials Chemistry at University College London, to tell me how this self-cleaning glass works.
The self-cleaning glass works under two ways. One is due to something called photocatalysis, which is the action of light onto the surface of the glass to basically chomp away or eat up the dirt or debris that's on the surface. And the other one's due to a process known as hydrophilicity, and that is that the glass loves water, and any rainwater impacting on the surface will form a sheet and wash down any dirt in a uniform fashion.
What's on the glass to cause this to happen?
There is a coating on the outside surface of the glass, and it's a chemical called titanium dioxide. Titanium dioxide is an inorganic pigment which is widely used in a whole variety of products, everything from sunscreens where it reflects away some of the sun's UV rays, through to toothpaste, through to the whitener, for example, responsible for the white colour in white paints or even in paper. Titanium dioxide is present as a very, very thin coating on the outside surface of the glass. It's of a thickness of about 25 nanometres, which, to put it into context, the thickness of the coating relative to the thickness of the glass is about the same relative ratio as the thickness of a one pence piece compared to the height of the Canary Wharf Tower.
Now, how does this actually work to get rid of dirt coming onto the glass?
Well, it's a twofold mechanism. One, the action of sunlight onto the titanium dioxide will generate a species known as electrons and holes. And these electrons and holes, with a very specific property of titanium dioxide, can migrate to the surface, and they can a process known as oxidation or reduction of any organic material which is present. So effectively what the titanium dioxide does, it absorbs the UV component of sunlight, and this causes the degradation or breakdown of any organic material, dust or debris, which is on the surface of the glass, and it converts it into carbon dioxide and water. But one of the neat features of this is it works from the bottom of the dirt outwards, and so it loosens the dirt on the material's coating by destroying the layer or contact layer of the dirt and the glass.
But what kind of dirt can it actually break down? Surely not everything.
Well, that's right. It primarily works on organic dirt or debris. If you have inorganic material on the surface, then that can be a problem. So, for example, if you had a self-cleaning glass which is on a seafront hotel and there was salt spray impacting on the window, the self-cleaning glass would really struggle to remove the salt which would be deposited on the surface.
What then happens to get rid of the dirt from the glass?
Any rainwater impacting on the surface will form a very smooth sheet which will wash things down uniformly. And the reason for that is that the action of sunlight on titania also produces a surface which is very hydrophilic, which means it's very water loving. So water loves wetting the surface. The action of sunlight generates effectively hydroxyl species on the surface. That is, there's the ability of water to hydrogen bond to the glass, and that's why it wets it so effectively.
But if it then creates this sheet of water on the surface, how does that sheet then go away?
it just runs down in a uniform fashion. So instead of getting dirt concentrated on the edges of the little rivulets or droplets, which happens, and over time it builds up a higher and higher concentration, so you kind of get a runoff pattern. The runoff pattern here is very uniform, so you can't actually notice it. Everything is washed down at the same rate. But it primarily works only on surfaces which have some form of slant. If you just had a perfectly horizontal surface, then it would struggle because there's no gradient for the water then to run off. It would then evaporate, and then you would still not clean very efficiently.
Actually, that makes a lot of sense, because looking up here at the St Pancras roof, although it's arched over, every panel of glass has actually been set at an angle.
Yes, that's exactly right. If you look at the panels, they probably have at least a 30-degree angle on any one sheet that you look at. And they're not only they're angled in an arch fashion, but they're also kind of concertina together in a kind of corrugated fashion, so that there is a ridge line which runs down the middle of each pair of panes of glass.
Will it then take a while, once the glass has been fitted, for the titanium dioxide to actually soak up enough energy and really kick in?
Yeah, typically it will take anywhere between 12 hours on a very sunny or very wet day, all the way through to about 24 to 48 hours to work effectively.
Now, can the properties of this coating be used for anything else, as well as cleaning windows?
Yes, that's actually something we're doing some research into at University College London, and that is looking at the antimicrobial properties of these coatings. And they actually show some very spectacular properties for destroying bacteria and viruses in the environment. For example, we've shown through some work that these coatings can destroy MRSA, E. coli and Clostridium difficile, for example. So any of those bugs on those surfaces, under the action even sometimes of room lighting, can be destroyed on these coated surfaces. So it's a way, actually, potentially, of trying to help alleviate hospital-acquired infections, which are a massive source of death and also cost for all developed countries.
So our hospitals could soon not only have constantly clean windows, but reduce the presence of superbugs as well. That was UCL chemist Professor Ivan Parkin talking to our very own Meera Synthilingam about the wonders of self-cleaning glass.
I want some of that for my house, actually.
Yeah, me too.
It'd be absolutely terrific.
Yeah.